Hello and welcome to The Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm speaking with Roderick Murphy, who is the Director of Problem Pregnancy in Worcester, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us today, Roderick.
Welcome.
So I thought today we'd talk a little bit about politics. I mean, nobody, you can't turn on the TV nowadays and not talk about the upcoming presidential election. Ooh. And it's really important that we get the message out that this is a very, very important election for pro-lifers. So what do our viewers need to understand about the differences between the candidates with regard to the life issues?
If we're talking to an audience of pro-lifers, then they know that praying and being in front of the abortion clinic and operating crisis pregnancy centers and all those things that we do are very important. But this year, it's so obvious that the current president is anti-life, that he's also anti-church, especially the Catholic Church, and he's trying his best to promote the Planned Parenthood viewpoint on America, and so he's really the enemy of pro-lifers because he works against what we're trying to do. He's also voted wrong when he was in the Senate and when he was in the Illinois Senate all the time on things like partial birth abortion and all sorts of things. So he's definitely the wrong guy to be in the White House.
Even born alive victims.
Yes, it's everything. So, it's just so obvious that even if you're a Democrat, even if you're relatively liberal on economic things or a union member, Obama is not the right president because he will cause more deaths, more babies' deaths, and more older people's deaths probably too. So it's a very important year for us to be active and to help Governor Romney to gain the presidency.
So sometimes you think, well, the president really can't do much to promote a pro-death agenda. But can you think of some of the things that Obama has done over the last 3 years that has helped set us back?
Well, the thing that he did with the Planned Parenthood grant money, which is I forget how many million dollars it is that they get him, $63 million or something like that.
Oh, no, they get over almost $400 million now.
$400 million, I forget the number. That money went through quickly because of him. He's a leader and he had the Democratic Congress. He also reversed the Mexico City policy,
sure,
which is the policy which disallows any money to be spent by any group that does abortion. With American taxpayer money overseas. This was something that was put in by Ronald Reagan and George Bush, both of the Bushes left it in, and when Obama got in, he changed it immediately. Those kind of things, plus of course Obamacare, which is full of things which cause babies to be endangered, and old people to be endangered too. So almost anything he did that had any relativity to life, he went the wrong way.
Right.
So I don't think there's any question that I don't think he even thinks he'll get any pro-life votes, except pro-life votes of people who are also pushed from other directions because of other issues, like as
right.
I said, economic issues, and if they're union members, they're getting pushed by their union. But the life of a baby and life of old people is more important.
It is. He also appointed judges that will be, work against us.
True. He put two Supreme Court justices in, both of them wrong on the issue, completely wrong on the issue. And that's a crucial place.
True.
For where if he gets reelected, he gets another two appointments maybe that'll change the whole complexion of the Supreme Court, it'll be disastrous for
another issue that we've talked about on this show, not you and I but other guests, is the same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And He recently came out in support of that. Not really surprisingly, yeah. But you know, when he ran in 2008, he definitely had stated that he was against same-sex marriage, which he is now for. That would also affect the, yes. You know, the Supreme Court will also affect yeah. that, because that is eventually going to end up there and probably decided there.
It shows how dissolute the American country is, that this kind of thing would happen, how decadent we are, that we would think that that's okay. It's especially disturbing to me that the young people think that, according to what I see in the polls, many the higher percentage of young people think that it's okay for a man and a man to get married, and yeah. and it's because. It's I think it's because people don't think of the unpleasant thought about what these people do in their own rooms. Well, and it's very, no one wants to think about that stuff. It's nauseating. But so and therefore, if you don't think much, if you don't critically think much, that's just one part of it. Also, the part of it where the children are adopted by these couples. And what kind of experience and example yeah. are they getting? I mean, it's
ruining. Well, we all know that ideally the child should be raised in a home with a father and a mother. And for years we've strived to yeah. accomplish that. Nowadays, you know, more and more children are being raised in single-family homes, and now, like you say, in same-sex couple homes, and we're not doing the right thing for children or society, because the building block of a solid society is the family unit, and right. the family unit that's healthy, man, woman, children,
yes.
is the best thing for society, and so. Yeah, people don't like to think about that, but the younger generation has been force-fed this in the schools for many years,
yes.
especially like in Massachusetts,
that's
you know,
true.
Where you've had same-sex marriage, and it's been an issue that has, you know, been pushed on the kids.
Yes.
So you can understand them thinking about it from a civil rights perspective, whereas I don't understand why we're not thinking about the civil rights of children,
yes.
Unborn and born, you know,
sure.
that should be the issue that we should really be concentrating on. So, I think a second term for this president would be very disastrous for our nation.
I think that we're talking morally and spiritually here, but politically that issue is probably one that won't come up much from the Romney point of view, because he thinks, and his advisors think, that he might lose votes
right.
in some of these battleground states that he needs to win. I mean, there is the way that the political pundits think is that there's two, four or five or six states that where the election could be won and lost, Virginia and Ohio and Indiana and New Mexico and Colorado, places like that. That if some of the independents who are more liberal on those kind of issues decide that Romney is too conservative, they might go with Romney. Might go with Obama, or they might sit home.
I mean, I think he's like thinking crazy, because. Although they spout that these polls have, you know, say that, you know, the, you know, like it's a kind of a split thing in the United States.
Yeah.
Every state, including California,
yeah.
who have had the opportunity to vote on that issue,
right.
has always come
yeah.
to the point that they do not want same-sex marriage.
It's like
it's
19, a winning
proposition for the Republicans.
Many states. Yeah,
but
I think
California, three times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
I think you're right. I think you're right.
He's crazy to not take this issue.
I think you're right. And if what I'm saying is correct, that the young people are more likely to be for that thing. They don't get out to vote as much as the older people who are more against it. And the African Americans are against it, most of them. And so, I can just hear his advisors tell him, stay away from that one. You know, I can just hear it. You know, and abortion, stay away from that one too. But he hasn't stayed away from the abortion stuff during the primaries, which is good, and I'm happy with him. In fact, I'm happy that he's running. He's as far as I'm concerned, he'll be a good president, and he'll be with us. But again, it's like a card game. It's like a chess game here. You're playing and. You start off saying, okay, my handicap is I got every large media outlet against me except for Fox and the internet and so forth. So that's given. That's now. Yeah. What do I do now? So what do I have with my strength? His strength is he's raising a lot of money, and what's Obama's strength? Is Obama's raising a lot of money, plus he's got the media. So you got to start from those kind of premises.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, people need to run on their records, and right now with the financial situation that this nation is in, you know, clearly somebody with a business background at least would have a running start, yeah. You know, a head start on like what to do, where to go. I think we really could use some fiscal responsibility in the nation.
That issue is. Romney should be able to knock him out of the park. I mean, if I'm a businessman, I have a business too, and the problem with my business, I sell to industrial companies, factories, and for the last 2, 3, 4 years, the factories have been deathly afraid to do anything. Should I buy a piece of machine? I sell machinery. Should I buy a piece of machinery now, when they might tax me on at the end of the year, or something, to find some way to tax the machine, so the machine costs $100,000. All of a sudden, now it costs $130,000 because they're going to put a big tax on it. That kind of stuff. That lack of certainty kills a growth of companies who might want to grow, and kills the business. The people trying to sell the machines, and people kills the people making the machines. That's just machinery. I mean, right. So you can see. So if Romney comes in and says, here's what I'm going to do, and it's going to, through the 4 years, I'm going to do this, and this, and business will say, oh, God, at least I know what's happening. Now I can operate around it, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Ron, so you really think it's been felt over in the last 3 years?
Absolutely. Business is hurting because they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, what rules and regulations, what they're going to do about employees. Can they hire an employee, or are they going to be stuck with, if they get a bad employee, is there going to be a new law that comes along and says, you cannot fire that employee. Mm. Those kind of things.
Yeah.
So it's like in France. My brother lives in France, and in France and in most of the European countries, if you got a real dud for an employee, he's yours forever.
Yeah.
You can't fire him. It's really crazy. You know.
I understand that at Pfizer. My husband used to work at Pfizer, yeah. And they had a plant in France or a facility in France that, very productive. But because of the rules and regulations there, when Pfizer chose to close one of the facilities, it was the French one.
Of course.
And it hurt the company because that was a very productive plant. But because of the government regulations, it just made more sense business-wise.
They closed down for the whole month of August. I
mean, yeah.
Everybody just goes down to wherever they go. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's off the subject. The thing is, I'm getting at is that from the business point of view, Romney will really do well in that. If he can make the case to ordinary voters why certainty in business is good for employees because they get the jobs will be made.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think it'll certainly get business people, mm-hmm. whether they're small like me or the large employers, the big companies, they'll go for Romney too. So the only people that won't go for Romney are probably the Wall Street people who like Obama because he gives them bailouts and stuff.
And their big bonuses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really important for the pro-life movement, for pro-life people to get out and talk about the issues that are important to us with their family and friends because...
Yes.
that way, you know, you're in a friendly situation, you can kind of like formulate your arguments and really solidify them so that when you go out and talk to people at work or, you know, people that you're not as familiar with, you really can persuade people and change hearts and minds.
Yeah, I think that the campaign is now changing. It's getting, they're going to the ordinary people rather than to the Republican voters, which is most of the campaign so far. So now people in who in the coffee shops that aren't really aware of politics as much are beginning to watch things and read things, and so I think things will change, and I think. If a citizen knows that you know something about the pro-life issue, you might ask you some questions, and I think that's important. And also, if you got an opportunity to talk to them about that kind of stuff, or the same-sex marriage stuff.
Well, and like you point out that the Democrats own the media,
and
so there's a lot of things that might go out there that might not be absolutely true. And so if you educate yourself to understand the issues that they're talking about and be able to counter some of the garbage that gets aired, you know, you'd be doing yourself a favor, but you also, you know, help other people understand what's really going on.
And in the fact that people work in companies, in factories, private industry, they should, the ordinary person working in a factory, maybe he's a middle level, or maybe he's on the floor running a machine. And the Democrats put out some kind of rot that's not true. And it has to do with industry. And they say, what are they talking about? I'm doing a machine here. There's nothing like what they're talking about. So I think that the lies actually hurt once people start paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I'm getting at. They're starting to pay attention now. I'm pretty confident in this election, but it's a lot of work ahead of us, and I think Obama has screwed up so bad that I think it'll cause him to lose. But boy, it's going to take a lot of work, and we can't just assume that's going to happen.
I mean, and one of the issues too, like you say, is Obamacare, and that really our only hope of stopping Obamacare from going into action is for a new president to come in and dismantle it, because a lot of things are going to start happening. Like you said, a lot of businesses are very leery of what's going to cost them more money, because of these packages, these new healthcare packages, are going to be including things that
expensive.
They might not have included before. And so, you know, they a lot of companies are already talking about just dropping healthcare altogether and making the person, the individual workers, buy it themselves. Wait till they find out how much that is.
Well. What they're thinking about is, if Obamacare comes into play, they'll drop and let the government handle the insurance of the people.
Right.
And that's what
Obama's hoping for.
Yeah, and then the company will pay a fine of some sort, which will be big, but it will still be cheaper than buying the insurance.
Right. For now,
yeah.
Initially, the penalty is going to be low, and then it's going to go up because it'll have to cover Obamacare.
I have to tell people who are watching I was a chairman of the Republican committee a couple of times in different towns. I was a delegate for Ronald Reagan in 1976 in the National Convention, and I was a delegate for Pat Buchanan in 1996 in San Diego. So I'm not without bias.
But you were a Democrat at one
Once,
time.
Once, yeah. I voted for Jack
like
Kennedy.
Like all good Irish Catholics.
Yeah, in Boston. I grew up in Boston. Jack Kennedy was first time I voted for a Democrat, Jack Kennedy.
So what was your evolution? Why did you end up switching parties?
I was probably conservative and probably wouldn't have voted for Jack Kennedy if he wasn't a Catholic, even when I was 21 years old, because I was a grasping entrepreneur even then. But I was working for somebody. My father was a union guy, and my grandfather and all that stuff. So I came from a Democrat family, but relatively conservative Catholic. But I was always pro-life. I was always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I was heading toward the Republican Party.
But back then, pro-life wasn't really an issue.
It wasn't, but there were other things like it that were, there were social issues then, even then, that were similar things, like, you know, and so I was always, you know, I was sort of a Catholic Democrat, which is a little bit different in those days. So now I'm a Catholic Republican. Yeah.
And what finally, you say it was just a gradual revolution?
I think it was like mostly economic things. You know?
Yeah.
The Democrats didn't, as far as I was concerned, didn't make opportunity. They wanted to restrict the opportunities to go into business and to run businesses.
And you could see that early
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Wow. So how has it been being a Republican in a very, 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 yeah. very blue state?
Well, it's not. It's funny how when I was a young man, I was 25, 26, and I would tell, when we were talking politics, I would say something. They say, "What are you, a Republican or something?" I say, "Yeah." "What's your name?" "Roderick Patrick Murphy." "How the hell did you get to be a?" You know, it was amazing.
Like
you know?
You're an alien or something.
But that's not that way, because there's a lot of, you know. The old days, there were guys like Winthrop Rockefeller was a Republican, not Roderick Patrick Murphy. Now Winthrop Rockefeller is a Democrat,
yeah.
And Roderick Patrick Murphy is a Republican. The whole thing's turned around.
So have you've witnessed the coalescing of like the pro-life issues in the Republican platform, where yeah. it used to be. You know, yeah. in both platforms, really.
Witness it. I was part of it. When in 1976, I was part of the reason that we got that pro-life plank into the. I was working for Reagan on the floor of the in Kansas City. It was wonderful. I met all these people. It was wonderful. I was just a snot-nosed kid, you know.
Was it something very difficult?
20 years old, 24 years old.
Was it difficult to?
Yeah, we were challenging. Jerry Ford for
yeah.
and he wanted Nelson Rockefeller as his vice president, and so it was a battle. It was just wonderful. But we put that plank in there. It was tough, and
because Gerald Ford wasn't really pro-life.
No, he's the, what do you want to call him, the rhino version of the
yeah.
Republicans, you know,
yeah.
Republican in name only. Yeah.
But you guys were successful.
We were successful in getting the plank in there.
Yeah.
We weren't successful in getting Reagan nominated. He lost, and then the next time he ran, he got elected.
Oh, so you weren't there in 80? You were
no, I was there in 76, the original one. I mean, that's why I met all these guys who then became part of the Reagan administration. I got letters from Reagan and letters from people because I knew them.
Yeah.
You know, it was wonderful.
Wow.
I even know Romney. I know Romney, too, because I lived in Massachusetts and I was active, you know. When he ran against Ted Kennedy, and I got to know him.
So what other issues can we focus in on? If we haven't appealed to people on the, you know, paying for foreign abortions, paying for domestic abortions, forcing Catholic churches to and Catholic schools and universities and hospitals to pay for things against their conscience.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, there's going to be they're going to start telling the synagogues that they when they have a lunch they got to provide pork chops. Or something.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, what's the difference? So the evangelicals, they're going to start finding things that drive the evangelicals crazy and the Methodists. So it's,
at least they recognize this
now. It's against the church in general, but right now we're the ones getting the shaft.
And what's going to stop, you know, the train? I know already in Missouri, a town is forcing like church halls and different religious organizations to host. Same-sex, you know,
wedding
receptions and
yeah.
stuff like that. So what is really going to stop, you know, if they can force the churches now
yeah.
to provide abortion,
yeah.
causing drugs, sterilization, et cetera, what's going to stop them from forcing the priests from marrying same-sex
yeah.
couples?
Well, I think the church, the priests would just refuse. One of the things that people should understand is that it's not just the church that's being affected by by this Obamacare thing and the HHS mandate, which says you have to provide the abortifacients and sterilization. It's the Catholic businessman, like me.
Yeah, yeah.
If I have employees, I must provide them with those kind of things which are against my faith, against my church, and against my will, or I'm penalized.
Right, right.
So it's not just the church or the college or the hospital. It's ordinary Catholic business people. So,
and what really boggles my mind is that, like, where's the AARP? Because here you know, they're, a woman could go to the drugstore and get the birth control pill for $9 a month.
Yeah.
Now, my mom can't get Lyrica, for $9
Absolutely.
A month.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, why is it this so important that has to be free? Why is it so important that drug has to be free with no copay?
Yeah.
But none of the life-saving drugs that the senior citizens are taking, are they even hinting at providing for free?
Or it's not really free,
cheaper.
It's not really free. They're just spreading the diluting the money to the rest of the people who are paying the insurance.
Oh, no.
It's not really free, but it's free to
the person taking it. Where, you know, it's absolutely nuts, and not to mention the fact that the birth control pill causes cancer. You know,
that's
it's like, and it's polluting our water system and causing all sorts of environmental hazards.
So I don't know the answer to that question. Why not? Except that it's politics again. You know?
Yeah, I mean, why is that? I mean, did he really think that women are that stupid? That every woman is going to vote for him because he's going to provide them with birth control.
I think he does think the women are stupid. I think he does. Now, what bugs me is when he talks about women's health. Or they all talk about women's health. I always say, women's health. I know about 25 women I can count on right now who would go nuts when they call it. That's not my woman's health.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not your woman's health. What is this women's health stuff? As if all women believe like Gloria Steinem. You know.
Yep. And it's funny, too, because I think in the polls, Obama's behind with the women vote.
Just recently. I hope it's true. Those polls are like this, though. Don't
count on them. Oh, I know. I don't even believe them. Yeah. I know. They fake them a lot of times.
Don't count on those polls.
The only poll that counts is the one November 6th.
Yeah. And you got to make sure that in Chicago he doesn't steal the election. Because I think they already figured they're going to win Chicago. But wherever it is, Pennsylvania, they'll steal the election in Pennsylvania.
I know. Or Ohio or Florida or wherever.
Yeah, we got to be careful on that stuff.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining
today.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you've learned something. Talk to your family and friends about the things that you've learned. This election is extremely important to the future of our nation and the future of many generations of babies and women. And we hope when you look in the mirror the next time, you realize yours too is the face of pro-life. Join us again next time.